It's Sunday, January 14th, 2024, 10:55 a.m. So today I woke up around 7, and I got up like around 7:50, and I decided to do my workout, my quote unquote workout, which is not really a workout. It's just me doing 50 burpees. And I do 5 push-ups each burpee. So I did 250 push-ups. And since I did that the first thing in the morning, I started at 8:05, and I finished like around, it took me like 10 minutes to do the whole workout. And after that, I made some breakfast. I made a breakfast sandwich. It's 2 eggs, some avocado, some cheese, and then I made some coffee. And thankfully, I feel pretty good. It's pretty funny though, because like you would think after doing like 250 push-ups, you would be tired, which I kind of am, but not really. If anything, like I feel like I get more energy. Like right now, I feel pretty good. I feel energized. I took a shower and I feel like fresh. And like I said, thankfully, I feel okay. And it's a really nice day out today. Like I said, I did that like around 8. Actually, like around, I finished the workout in 10 minutes. So then I made breakfast, took a shower, and now I'm walking. I have a lot of things to do. And I feel like always, I always either procrastinate or I don't do them until I'm like basically I'm forced to do it. Like right now, like it's kind of embarrassing, but and a lot of the things that I don't do is because like again, it's embarrassing, but like I don't really talk that much in Spanish, and obviously in I live in Mexico, so obviously everyone speaks Spanish, so it's just hard for me to communicate and like try to like it's hard for me to communicate in Spanish and try to get things done. So I just basically procrastinate until I'm forced to actually do it, and then I do it. Like right now, I need to go get my ID. I need to renew my ID, but I hate government buildings. Like actually, I don't hate them. I take that back. I don't hate government buildings, but I don't like going to government buildings because like they take forever. Like they're lazy. Like bankers, I don't like going to banks or government buildings because like bankers and like politicians or people that work in the government, like they're the most lazy people. And I feel like the lockdowns made everyone more lazy because now you can't just go and take care of whatever you need to take care of. Now you have to get an appointment. And it's like, what the f hold on, I'm walking by people's homes and I'm trying not to be too loud or say bad words while I'm like going while I'm walking by people's homes. Anyway, I have to go renew my ID, and I don't like going to government places because like they take forever. And I can't just show up anymore, like because of like the lockdowns, they became more lazy, and now like you can only go now with an appointment. So I have to set up an appointment. It's like stupid. So I have to take care of that. I have this car that I want to sell, but I have to fix the one of the brakes is not working, so I have to fix it. And that's another thing that I've been procrastinating for the same reason. Hold on, someone's walking behind me. Hold on. I'm gonna go get some food actually. I'll be right back. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Oh.
Okay, so I just went to go get some tacos. They were really good. It's 11:10 a.m. Okay, so... Oh, that was really good. Those tacos are really good. They always hit the spot. Anyway, so basically, I got a lot of shit to do. And I'm always procrastinating, and it's embarrassing. Like I said, I really need to fix my car, and it's basically just me calling a mechanic. And haven't been able to do that. I did get, finally, last week, I did get two mechanics' phone numbers. So the other thing is, I live in the middle of nowhere. So a lot of people don't like coming all the way over here, because I don't live close to like town. Like, I live pretty far. So I have to find someone that can come down here and actually fix it. Once I fix it, I'm gonna try to sell it. I really don't use it. So I'm gonna do that this year. And like I said, I have a lot of shit to do. And I'm gonna try to take care of a lot of that shit this year. So... So I'm walking by the other taco place right now, and yesterday, like I said, I always go to the other taco shop because they're way better. They're actually good. And I overheard the owner yesterday, the guy that I go to, and he was talking to another customer. He was asking them, like, there's literally a drive-thru line right now. Like, I'm walking by. And there's literally a drive-thru line. They're waiting for the tacos. Anyway, so the place where I go to, like, and eat, where I just ate right now, the owner or the taco shop guy, he was talking yesterday to another customer, and I overheard the conversation. I was actually gonna jump in the conversation, but then I was like, no, I don't wanna. Like I said, my Spanish is not that good, and I didn't wanna jump in. But I overheard a customer telling the owner that he doesn't go to this taco shop because, like, the tacos aren't good. And then the owner was saying, like, yeah, like, I don't, like, he's like, yeah, that's what the customers tell me all the time. But I don't know why. The owner was like, I don't know why they have a lot of customers. And they're right. Like, I'm telling you, I literally just walked by, like, they have, like, a line of people waiting. And I was going to tell them, because I know why. Because I've tried them twice, and they're not good. Sorry, someone's walking by. Anyway, so I was going to jump in and tell them why, because I actually know why they're not good. Because, like I said, I've been there twice. And usually I go to a place... If the first time it's not good, I'm like, okay, like, I'll give it a second chance, because I get it. Sometimes, like, restaurants have a day off. Like, I get it. But with a restaurant, you always have to, that the main thing is consistency. Like, you have to consistently make a fucking hamburger, or whatever you're making, a pizza. You have to consistently be making that hamburger or pizza good, because if not, then people aren't going to come back. So when I try a place the first time, I'm like, okay, if it's not good, I'll give it a second chance. But the second chance, it was the same. So I'm like, okay, like, this place is not good. And I realized that it's not good because they give you the food, they give you the food really fast. So they're not like trying to make the food good. They're just trying to get the food out to all the customers. So that's why it's bad, because they don't actually care about making good food. They just care about getting the food out to the customers, which is why they have a lot of customers, because like customers that don't care if the food is good, they just want to fucking eat something. That's why we have McDonald's, like, because like the food at McDonald's tastes like shit, but people still go because it's like fast food. And with this other guy, like, it takes, I don't want to say it takes forever, but it takes longer. Like, it does take way longer. But that's because, like, it's one guy. It's basically a guy and his wife. And it's only two people. So it's like, they're actually, like, trying to make the food good. They're not trying to, like, get it to as many customers. And I was going to tell him that, like, look, you take longer to make it, but it's not bad. You take longer because the food is actually good. Like, those guys take, they don't, like, they literally give you the food quick. It reminds me of that McDonald's scene of that movie when the guy orders McDonald's and then he's like, I just paid. He's like, yeah, and here's your food. And it's like, what the fuck? It's like, it doesn't make sense because the food's not good. So it's like, it's the same thing. Those guys have a lot, they literally have a drive-thru line and it's a taco shop outside, like, they've set up the system to where, like, they don't care about the food. They care about getting the food out to as many customers. And again, people, there's a lot of people that don't care. Like, that's why McDonald's exists. Like, that's why there's places where, like, bad food exists and people still are gonna go. I noticed, too, that a lot of the people, because, like, I see the people's, like, the people in the drive-thru at the other taco shop, I see that, like, a lot of them, it looks like a lot of them come from the States. Like, they have plates from California. So it's like, it kind of makes sense, too. Because, like, they, well, I feel like I'm talking shit now. I was going to say, they, never mind. I noticed that it is a lot of people from the States, but again, I think it's because, like, they just want the food fast. Like, they don't really care what it tastes like. And usually the other guy, like, the other guy has customers too, and he has a lot of customers waiting, but again, it takes longer. It takes way longer to get your food from this guy because it's, again, it's only a, It's the husband and the wife, and it's just basically them. And sometimes, like, their kids help, but now, like, their kids are grown. So now, like, their kids have their own jobs. They can't help, like, at the mom and pop shop. So it's, like, just, like, the couple now, like, the wife. And they're really good. Like, again, like, I keep eating there because the food is actually good, like, it actually tastes good. The other one was bland and, like, it didn't have any flavor and it was gross. You could tell. I used to work in a kitchen, and the main thing, like, I've worked in kitchens and technically I know how to cook, but I don't like cooking because the main, someone told me this, a guy that I used to work with in a kitchen, which is true. He was the owner of his own cafe and he showed me how to make breakfast. Like, he showed me how to, he basically showed me how to flip an egg, and, like, he showed me a lot of things with breakfast. And he told me, because one time he asked me, it's funny because, like, in restaurants, like, if you want to work in a restaurant, you're always going to start as a dishwasher. And I started as a dishwasher. And I moved up all the way to, like, working as a cook. I basically did all the jobs. I was even a waiter. But you always start as a dishwasher, and it's, like, hard work. That's why not a lot of people like doing it, because it's hard work. But I liked it. And eventually I was cooking, and the owner told me, like, hey, like, make me a... like, he wanted to eat, like, a sandwich, so I made him one. I remember he took one bite. He's like, oh, come on, man. Like, he told me, like, he's like, I know you didn't make this with love. Like, I could taste it. He's like, the one ingredient, he always told me, like, the one ingredient that you have to have in food is love. And what he means is, like, you have to care about what you're doing. Like, that's what he was telling me. Like, I could tell that you didn't care about making the sandwich. And he was right. I was like, fuck, man, he's right. So then I remade it. I told him, like, look, I'll eat that one and I'll make you another one. And I remade it, and he's like, yeah, this one. So he's like, this one, you actually cared about it. I was like, fuck. So if you don't care about the food, like, it's going to taste in the food. And you can tell, like, the other taco shop, like, they don't care about the food. Like, they just, again, want to get it out. The other guy actually cares about the food. Like, he takes his time and makes the food try to taste good. Anyway, like I said, I got a lot of shit to do. I keep procrastinating. Fuck, man. I gotta get my shit together. Anyway. Hopefully this year I take care of all those things. Last year, basically I was working the whole year. I'm gonna try to take either like a week or two off. I'm gonna try to take a week or two off, because last year I literally worked the whole year. I didn't take a vacation. Even, like, technically I had vacation time, I just didn't take it. So I'm gonna try to take, like, 2 weeks off. I think I can take, like, 2 or 3 weeks off. I think I can take, like, 3 weeks off, but I'm gonna take two, and I'm gonna try to take care of everything I need to. I need to go renew my ID before. I think they have elections in Mexico this year. I don't know. I don't vote. I don't. Like I said, I already said what I think about politicians, but I need to renew my ID before the elections start, because I think in Mexico, I don't know if they still do it, but I know they did it when I first got here. Because when I first got here, I needed to get my ID, and I couldn't get it because they had elections, and they told me that, like, during elections, like, they stopped giving people IDs because, like, obviously Mexico is corrupt, so they don't want people giving out IDs so that it doesn't mess with the votes. So when I first got to Mexico, I literally couldn't get an ID. I had to wait after the elections, and once the elections were over, then I could get an ID. So I literally need to get it as soon as possible, because I think they are having elections. I'm not sure. I don't really follow politics in Mexico. I don't really care. So yeah, I got a lot of shit to do, man. Anyway, hold on. There's people walking. Hold on. Okay, so I need to. Fuck, man. Anyway, yeah, it's just a matter of, like, literally, it's just a matter of doing it. It's like, it's not that hard. I just literally need to set an appointment, get him my ID. I literally just need to call a mechanic and have him check the car out and fix it. But, like I said, I still haven't done that. So, hopefully I'll take care of that soon. And eventually I'm just going to sell the car. I don't really need it. I don't like, well, I like using it, but I just like using it because I love driving, and it's like, but usually when I have stuff to do, I just like, I like taking I like taking public transportation. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to go. Oh, this is, I'm going to go. This is what I'm going to go do. I'm going to go to AutoZone and see if there's a mechanic, because the AutoZone is close. It's closer to my house, so I should be able to find a mechanic. Because like I said, I live in the middle of nowhere, so I'm going to go to AutoZone and ask them. They should know somebody, so I'm going to go ask them. And it's actually closer to where I live, so I'm going to tell them if they know someone that could come to my house. I'm going to ask them and see if they can, if they know someone that could come over to where I live and check out the car, and hopefully they can fix it. And then I might go get some coffee, but we'll see. Okay, so now I'm just standing here and waiting for public transportation. You could hear like cars drive by. I'm standing like by the freeway. That's where you wait for public transportation. Anyway, so okay, I'll be right back. Hold on. I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm actually still in town. It's 12:05 p.m. and I'm still in town. So I went to go get some coffee and I went to the local AutoZone. And it's funny because, like, I'm telling you, like, I'm excuse me. Hold on, someone's walking. So I really don't speak in Spanish, and when I do, I feel like people look at me like I'm an idiot, and So I go to the AutoZone and I ask one of the guys. I'm like, hey, like, by any chance, do you guys like know a mechanic that could, and I'm trying to say this in Spanish, which is really hard. I could just say it in English, no problem. Like, hey, do you know a mechanic that can come to my place and check out a car? Sorry, there's like people walking by. I'm in town. I'm walking to the local mall. I'm gonna go to the mall and just go home after that. So I asked the guy, like, hey, by any chance do you know a mechanic that can like check out a car? Like, I think something's wrong with one of the brakes. Like, do you know by any chance any mechanics that could go? And the first thing he says, he's like, well, on Sunday, like, it's going to be hard to find a mechanic, which is right. Like, a lot of people don't work on Sundays. So he's like, I don't, but you could check online. Like, there's always mechanics online. I was like, fuck, man, thanks for nothing. So I was like, okay, cool. So then I go across the street, because across the street, and basically anywhere in Mexico, which is even more frustrating, because like, this is something so simple that I could just fucking take care of, but I just make it harder. Hold on, someone's walking by. So then I go across the street, and there's like, there's a tire shop across the street. And I go up to the guy, I'm like, hey, by any chance, like, do you know a mechanic that can go, like, to my place and check out a car? He's like, to your place? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, he's like, so he's like, well, look, He's like, by the road, there's another tire shop, and they have a phone number, and they have, like, they can actually go to your place. And he's like, they're over there, like, they have a truck, and they have a phone number on the side of the truck. You can call them. I'm sure they can go. I was like, okay, thank you. So then I go, and I see the truck, and, like, they have a phone number. So I took the phone number down. Oh, fuck, I have to go pay my internet. God damn it. Fuck, man, this is what I mean. Like, I make everything harder than it is. Like, I could literally pay my internet online. Oh, shit, there's a truck. Oh, truck's gonna run me over. I just remembered, I need to go pay my internet. I could pay my internet online, but I don't like doing anything as far as, like, billing online. I don't like anything, like, I don't know why. I just don't like putting my credit card or my card information online. I don't know why. Like, I don't do any shopping online. I don't pay any of my bills online. I don't know. I like doing everything in person. It's kind of stupid. It's a waste of time, but I don't know. Anyway, so I took the phone number down, and I'm sure he doesn't work on Sundays, so I'm going to have to find someone that could go on Saturday or on the weekday. But I already have a number. I'm going to call him either this week. And if not, then I'm just going to call the other mechanic that I got from some guy at work. So, but I know that guy's going to complain about, like, going all the way to where I live, because that's why I'm trying to find someone that could, like, is closer to where I live. So that they don't complain. But it shouldn't be that hard to find someone. I just, like I said, make everything harder than it is. That's my whole life. Okay, so now I'm walking. I'm literally at the mall now. I'm walking at the mall, and I'm gonna go to the store really quick. I think I might get some shoes. I need some new shoes. And then I'm just gonna go home. I'm gonna clean up my place a little bit. And later on, I'm gonna make... Sorry, someone's inside their car, and I was just walking by them. Anyway, so I should find someone by this week or next week, and I should take care of it. So that's what I'm gonna do. Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. So it's 12:44 p.m. I just went to go pay my internet bill. I forgot that it was due. So I just paid it off really quick, and now I'm going back home. I'm just going to go back home, clean up my place, relax, make some dinner, and call it a day. So hopefully by next week, I should be able to have someone come down to my place by next week and look at the car so we can get it fixed. Right now, I'm crossing a bridge over the freeway, and I'm going to take public transportation home, so I'll keep recording when I'm walking home. So yeah, I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, it's 12:59 p.m. I'm finally walking back home now. Okay, so this is the plan. Hopefully by next weekend, I should hopefully have someone come down and fix the car because it's enough procrastinating. I need to take care of all this shit that I need to do. So hopefully by next weekend, we should have someone come down there and check out the car and get it fixed. Anyway, what was I talking about? I already forgot. So I want to talk about now. I guess I'll just talk about what I've been watching, which is basically the same thing. I feel like I was talking about something else, but I forgot. And anyway, so I'm just going to talk about the H3 podcast because that's one of my favorite podcasts. And that's basically the only thing I've been listening to this whole time is the H3 podcast. And hold on, someone's walking. People don't know how to drive in Mexico. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Anyway. I've been listening. That's basically the only thing I've been listening to. The only content I've been watching is the This Is Born podcast with the Workaholics guys and the H3 podcast. So the H3 podcast finally came back this week and it was really funny. I feel like I'm gonna rename this to the H3 podcast recap, because I feel like that's mostly what I'm going to talk about, because that's basically the only thing that I watch or listen to. I feel like the H3 podcast is a good balance in my life, because like I feel like I listen to a lot of things, and I feel like the H3 podcast is like a good balance. And because I like watching or like, obviously I like watching like mixed martial arts and listening to like stuff like that. But again, I feel like the H3 podcast is like the balance that I need, because like they just talk about whatever they want to talk about. And they're not trying to be cool. Well, at least Ethan's not trying to be cool. Well, Ethan and Ela and Dan, I feel like they're not trying to be cool. They're just being themselves. And I like the vibe of the H3 podcast with the whole crew. And I like that they are willing to criticize people and they just don't care. So okay, sorry about that. Someone was walking by. So I like watching that, and it was funny. It was funny because I guess like the first show that they did when they came back was really funny, because I guess there was this one guy online, which it's funny because YouTube was actually recommending his video, but I never clicked on it. I just never clicked on it because like, I don't know. I remember watching the thumbnail and I remember watching YouTube suggesting the video, but I never clicked on it. Unless it's like an official H3 podcast, like I don't click on it. Like I just don't. But then when Ethan was talking about it, I'm like, wait, I've seen that thumbnail before. And then I realized, like, oh, YouTube was suggesting this to me because obviously I'm a fan of the H3 podcast. So they suggested the video, but I never watched it until Ethan played it on his podcast. But I guess there was this one guy that made a video about Ethan. He made a video about Ethan saying that he was basically doing a chronic illness, stolen valor. Which is so stupid. But it's funny because it's like, I already said I've been watching the H3 podcast, and I was watching throughout the whole time when he was talking about how, like, look, obviously Ethan, like he says, he puts his life out there, and obviously he's going through something where, like, he's trying to figure out what's going on with his health, and that's all he's doing. He's just talking about his health. He's not, and the way this guy framed it was like, what are you talking about? Like, not even me, like, and I'm a person that has criticized Ethan before. Like, there's literally a recording of me on here talking about how, like, I didn't like how Ethan was using certain words, and I was like, that's not cool, and I stopped listening. But then I remember listening to the only reason I started watching the H3 podcast again after the first time, or the only time. The only time I criticized Ethan was that one time. And again, there's literally a recording of me on here talking about that. And I remember listening to this NPR interview with the South Park creators. And I remember them talking about how, like, I remember them just talking about how they didn't want to be self-righteous. And I remember thinking, like, fuck, is that what I'm doing? Hold on, there's someone right here. Hold on. I remember listening to that NPR. It was funny because, like, I like listening to, like, radio and, like, talk radio or whatever. I like listening to a podcast. And I was listening to an NPR interview with the South Park creator guys. And they were talking about, like, them not wanting to be self-righteous. And I remember, like, fuck, is that what I'm doing? Obviously, like, when Ethan was saying those things, like, I was thinking to myself, like, look, obviously the South Park people have used words that, like, that Ethan has used before too, and I was still watching South Park. So I was like, to me, it didn't make sense that, like, technically I would still watch South Park and they've used the same words, and Ethan, and I didn't watch Ethan. So I was like, wait, like, I'm just being self-righteous here. So then I started watching the H3 podcast again, and the good thing about Ethan is that, like, Ethan is willing to acknowledge when he's wrong, or when, like, he's willing to take the feedback. And I like that he acknowledged what I criticized him about. And that was after, like, that was after the, after I came back and started listening to him. I was just like, I don't want to be self-righteous. Like, I don't want to be that person that's self-righteous. And again, that's because, like, I was still technically would watch South Park, but then I'm like, why don't I watch Ethan? Like, Ethan basically did the same thing, and at least Ethan is willing to acknowledge it. And obviously he wasn't saying it in a way where he was trying to be, like, a bad person. So it's like, I had no reason to stop watching. So I started watching, and then eventually he did acknowledge it, which was cool. So, but Ethan on Monday was talking about how, like, oh, like, you know how I am, but now that you are mad that I'm talking about, or, like, now that you're mad that I'm saying something that's specifically, like, that you don't like, now you want to make a video about me. And it's like, and that's what that guy did, because I guess he was saying that Ethan was doing chronic illness, stolen valor, which, again, I think that's funny, because, like, if you really look at those videos, like, you could tell And I guess someone could say that about me too, which is, again, like, that's why I started watching again. Because it's like, if you really look at those things, he's just doing it for a specific reason. He's not doing it to be mean. Like, he's doing it because it's either edgy or he's trying to be funny. And you could just leave it at that. You don't have to be like, oh, he's a bad person. And again, I just go back to, like, I don't want to be self-righteous, so. And again, it's cool that Ethan will at least acknowledge it. But that Monday episode was so funny because it's like, what was that guy thinking? Like, not even, like, there was no way you could put a spin to it where it's like, Ethan's really, like, faking an illness for money. It's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, it was funny, man. It's funny too because I guess as Ethan was talking about it, the guy that made the video, he privated the video. And then Ethan was like, no, it's too late, man. Like, you had enough time to, like, take it down. He's like, you had enough time to take it down. Like, it's way too late. Like, I'm already talking about it. So he's like, you might as well put it up because it's going to be on there anyway. It was funny. He's like, basically he's doing where, like, the little brother hits the big brother, and then he's like, wait, the fight's over. Which is true. And then Ethan's like, no, it's not over yet. It was funny because Ethan had to get him back, and then once he got him back, then I feel like it's like the... And then Dan had to jump in there and be like, all right, it's over. It's like that one kid punched the big kid, and then the big kid is like, okay, I'm gonna punch you back. But then the little kid's like, no. Like, it's over. Like, I don't wanna fight anymore. But then Ethan's like, no. Yeah, and then Dan at the end was like, all right, that's enough. What were you thinking? That's the other thing with, I feel like, the internet, where it's like, Ethan was saying, like, he felt like someone was pumping him up, like, telling him, like, yeah, take down Ethan. It's like, come on. You can't take him down with, like, a bad faith argument. Hold on. I have to go to the store really quick. Hold on. Okay, I just went to go get some junk food. It's 1:15 p.m. I'm walking home. Anyway, so that episode was pretty funny. Oh, god damn it. Hold on. I have to go back. Hold on. I'll be right back. Okay, sorry about that. I had to pick something up. I forgot. It's 1:17 p.m. Anyway, so, yeah, that was pretty funny. The first episode back was really funny because I didn't know that was going on. Like, I'm not on the internet like that. Hold on, there's a lot of people around. Anyway, so I'm not like on the only time I'm on the internet is when I'm on here recording, when I'm on my YouTube channel, or when I'm playing video games. Like, I'm not on Discord, I'm not on Reddit. Like, it's not for me. Like, I'm not. I think it's funny when people, like, I don't know, like, I'm not a social person. I'm an introvert. Like, So I don't see why, like, I would be on social media or on the internet, like, talking to people. Like, I don't know. It's not for me. Like, I'm not on Discord. Like, I don't need to be on there. I know the H3 podcast has a Discord, but, like, I don't need to be on there. I don't need to be on Reddit. Like, it's not for me. If anything, like, I'll get on here and I'll talk shit on here. And that's it. I'll leave it here and that's it. And then on my YouTube channel, I just post videos of me playing video games and that's it. But I guess people form communities online, and like, some people form communities to hate on people, and it's kind of weird. Like, I don't know why you would want to form a community to hate on someone. Like, it doesn't make sense. Might as well just fucking hate on someone on your own, like I do. Just talk shit on the internet and that's it. Just leave it there. I don't need to form a community to talk shit to people or to hate on people, which is what people do a lot. It seems like a lot of people on Discord and a lot of people on Reddit will form communities to like hate on people, which is kind of weird. Like, it's like, why would you want other people that are haters and they're kind of like miserable with their lives? Like, I don't know. If I'm gonna be miserable, I'm gonna be miserable on my own, which is what I'm doing right now. Anyway, so yeah, I guess he has a community because he has the guy that was making a video about Ethan, he has a pretty big YouTube channel. So obviously someone in his community was telling him like, yeah, that's a good idea, which obviously it wasn't. I guess Ethan was talking about it on his Tuesday podcast that's for subscribers only. It's funny because I was a subscriber and I used to watch this is embarrassing. I'm sorry. This is embarrassing, but I realized I couldn't be a paid subscriber because I'm one of those chatters that is always chatting on live and eventually it becomes spam. And I think they might have put me on timeout because I was just reacting to everything, but I just think it's funny. I wasn't doing it to spam or like anything like that. I'm just a fan and I think everything's funny. But I remember one time he was talking about his illness, Ethan. Well, not his illness, but how he's trying to like figure out what's going on. And he was doing the hand thing where he sticks his hands out and they look weird. And I remember I made a comment saying like, hey, like that means you're, I wrote a comment saying like, hey, that means you're dying. And Ethan actually read it. He's like, hey, someone just said that means I'm dying. And I felt bad because obviously it's a joke, but I think it's funny that I was actually commenting and I was part of the whole saga where he's trying to figure out what's wrong with him. And then someone made a video saying like, hey, he's doing chronic illness, stolen valor. It's like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, he's just trying to figure out what's wrong with him. He clearly has rashes and like he's going through something. So he's just trying to figure out what's going on with him. It's not that big of a deal. But I guess he decided to make a whole video. It was pretty funny. And then on Wednesday he talked about that lady that was released from jail. It was funny when he said that like her ex-boyfriend, he's like, oh, so her ex-boyfriend would have been a fan of the show. That was pretty funny. So they talked about that. And then on Friday they talked about, what they talk, oh, they just talked about different topics like Austin getting a divorce. What else did they talk about Friday? Fuck, I already forgot. They talked about getting a divorce. They talked to Oliver Tree. What else? I forgot. What was the main thing they talked about on Friday? I forgot. Damn it. So yeah, that's basically it. It was pretty funny though. Yeah, I think that's it for today. Thankfully, I made it. Thankfully, I almost made it home, so I'm gonna go. I'll probably record next weekend, so I'm gonna go. Anyway, hopefully you're okay. Bye.